This is Dr. Kevin Oka with the Victory Report. When the facts are not your friend. I get asked every once in a while to speak on what happens when the facts are not your friend. What do you do? My son's best friend, I've talked about a number of times, has leukemia. And his father was researching his leukemia and researching outcomes. And what do you do when the facts are not your friend? What do you do when the odds are against you? What do you do when someone gives you the numbers and they're not easy to digest? Maybe on a less serious note, when they tell you, well, you have long odds to make it, you have long odds to be a success, you have long odds to do well in this market, what do you do? What do you do when the facts are not your friend? Well, let's start with this. Facts are opinions. That's what they are. Does that mean the facts are truth? No, they're an opinion. I talk about this in one of my books, actually a couple of my books, but this is in the pep talk, where there was this professor who went as a student. He was going to school at Berkeley, and he was getting his master's in mathematics. This was during the Great Depression, and it was the final, and the professor said, whoever scores the highest on this final, I'm going to keep as a teaching assistant. He said, if I didn't get this job, I was unemployed with a master's in mathematics or sweeping streets. It was a Great Depression. I studied so long, I came late to the final. And there were 8 problems on the sheet, 2 on the board. Got the ones on the sheet, but couldn't get the 2 on the board. Went to the professor and said, can I have more time with the test? He worked on the 2 on the board all day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, got them. Saturday, there was a knock at his door, and his professor was standing there and said, you just made history. What do you mean? He said, well, I gave the whole class the test. Then I wrote 2 problems on the board and said, if any of you can get these during the course of your lifetime, you'll make history. Albert Einstein can't figure these out. That was the facts. But you came late. You didn't hear me say that. And you thought they were the test. And you got them. Well, what would happen if he knew the facts, the opinions? What do you do when the facts are not your friend? First, you say it's an opinion. Then we get a chance to use something called faith. Faith is believing in things I have not seen. The reward I get if I keep on believing in it is I get to see it. Faith is believing in spite of the evidence. Then I watch the evidence change. Then we get a chance to use faith. My grandmother was diagnosed with leukemia. Here came the facts. They gave her 7 to 10 days. It was a very aggressive, rare form of leukemia. When I went to talk to her, she said, doctors aren't God. I'll go when I'm ready. Facts are an opinion. She lived 4.5 years. What do you do when they're not your friend? You say, you know what? I'm 1, going to say it's an opinion. 2, have faith. 3, I'm going to keep on going with my process. I don't look at the scoreboard. That's the facts. I keep on doing what I'm doing. I keep on believing. I keep on thinking. I keep on walking in faith, not in sight. And I keep on going. And I take ownership. And I finish. I keep chopping. No matter what happens, life is about process. The process of believing. The process of acting. And nothing works unless you do. You keep on working. Here's one of the most important things I could tell you. Successful people have one obsession in their personality. They finish. Finish everything you started, even when the facts tell you you won't. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Victory Report.